Hey everyone, thank you for coming back to Travelogue. This time, the correct audio is here, and you get to hear Laura and Zach on their trip to their trip. Alright, thank you so much for listening to Articulate Warbling Special Road Trip to Road Trip. Alright, here we go. And remember, help support the show by going to PGTTCM and clicking on the It's Not a Rant, It's Articulate Warbling link. And there you can find all the episodes of all the shows. And you can find out where you can find out where to buy Zach's books. And you can buy Zach's t-shirt to wear Zach's t-shirt. Alright. Here we go. Here is the travel and the log.
Hello. So, where are we?
We are in Andover.
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 Andover. Andover and over again. So, we're in a travel lodge. And you know what? For a three-star establishment, pretty nice, isn't it?
Pretty nice, but what I don't like is the fact that they're blocking the signal so that you have to buy their £3 for 24
hours. Yeah, that's off. Straight away, once you get through those automatic doors, it was your phone got it.
I know, the worst thing, I was like, right, okay, I need to find my booking information. Oh, wait, I've got no signal.
And she was, like, proper losing her head about it. She even reacted so, like, you know, dramatically, the woman in front of us like looked over and even tried to intervene.
Yeah, well, I got proper rude with her though, didn't I? Because she turned around to me and she was just like, once you get into your hotel room, you can opt to buy their Wi-Fi. I'm like, I can't get into my hotel room until I find my order confirmation email, you div!
So, luckily enough, my mobile data worked and you just logged into your emails and you got it.
And now you get all of my email notifications.
No, I've taken it off.
I was going to say, yeah, because people email me all the time.
I'm not a nosy bastard. I wouldn't anyone. It would probably piss me off.
Yeah, but it pops up and it's just like, oh, Cineworld. And you're like, yeah, fuck off.
Oh, I'll get enough of that anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, the journey up here was quite laborious though, wasn't it? I felt like it was a lot longer coming up here than it was to Cornwall.
I think the thing is, like, I chose to go on the M25, and I thought, this could be a risky move. But actually, the M25 wasn't the problem, was it? It was the M3, and it was just, like, basically standstill. And yeah. I just thought, this was a bad move. But then, again, the M27 could have been worse, so, yeah. But we got here, we're safe, nobody died.
What game are you opting to play?
Okay, so this game is really, really sad, but literally you have to match the same objects. But the thing is they can't be like, oh, I found one there and then I randomly found one somewhere else. They have to have a clear path between them.
Mm.
And it can only be like three-line path. And if it's not like a straightforward path, it won't let you do it. And then it has like these bombs on the ones that you have to do quickly. So then you have to like race against time.
It's a bit like Tetris.
Well, yeah, kind of. And then they like move things around and it gets really frustrating.
You look really cute in red, sorry.
But like for me, it's just
burgundy.
A complete cut off.
Take
from
your clothes off.
Zach, how rude. It is a complete cut off from the world, from all of my thoughts that plague me sometimes, all of my really, like, you know, rantable subjects. So I just.
Oh, well, we'll be getting onto that soon enough. But I promised you, ladies and gents, a little travel log, because we've come up here for my birthday, because we are going to venture out to Wincanton.
Wincanton, baby.
Wincanton, baby, to go to the Discworld Emporium, which I didn't know, actually, to be honest, until you brought it up, that it's actually ran and managed by people who are very close friends of Terry Pratchett.
Can I just say, as part of our little log, your little log, whoever's little log...
Our travel log.
Our travel log. In a travel lodge.
Mm. And if Travel Lodge wants to sponsor us, they can.
The Brewers' Fair that we just went to, please don't sponsor us, because nope. was the shittest food I've ever eaten in my life, and we you paid 30 flipping quid for
it. You were trying to excuse it halfway through your meal. You're like, it's all right, Thor. And you, like, looked over at the receipt and went, 30 quid? And I'm like, my brioche bun is burnt. My burger is dry. You know those lettuce leaves, but they are just the solid white knolls?
That wasn't even a leaf. That was, like, the end of the lettuce
exactly
that they threw in.
Shoved in. Oh, it's just fucking awful.
Right, I had more green beans than I had anything else.
Yeah, exactly. And those potatoes looked off.
Oh, my God. The skin on them was so earthy. Like, it was just awful.
It was like you've literally just picked them and ate them raw. It looked like that.
Yeah, and these...
And also with the sauce, it did look soily.
Yeah, it did. But these mushrooms were so squelchy in my mouth. Now, I love mushrooms.
Oh, yes, you do.
I absolutely adore mushrooms. But these were the most squelchiest, horriblest mushrooms I've ever had. And the sauce was so...
I didn't see any.
Yeah, the sauce was so watery, and no.
Was it a mushroomy sauce?
Yeah, it was they described it as this creamy mushroom sauce. I've never known anything less creamy in my life.
To be honest, nothing's going to live up to that level of fungi dish that we did at
Bella Italia.
Bella Italia. Oh my fucking God!
And if they want to sponsor us.
And if Bella Italia wishes to sponsor us, and they want to allow to give over instead of, what is it, 25%, 30% off, 70% off. But then again, they are worth what you pay for.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Because their food is ping.
But we only paid 30 quid there. Neither of us had an alcoholic drink, and we both had a mocktail, both had a starter, both had a main,
and that
still came to 30 quid.
Yeah.
Brewer's Fair, you had a fucking one beer... I had a J2O and two mains that were shitter than shit, and it still came to the same fucking amount of money.
Yeah, and my birthday money. But
exactly.
I thought I was being a gentleman, and I thought I was being
sweet.
He
was being a gentleman.
And then it turns out, like, they fucked me on so many levels. I think the only decent part of it was that man's reaction that you pointed out.
Oh, yeah. They say, oh, we've got to throw away all our mashed potato. Do you want chips instead? I went, why have you got to throw your mashed potato away? He goes... There was an allergen in there that they didn't declare. I went, what allergen is in fucking mashed
and
potato?
We walked back to the table, and I'm trying to, like rationalise it, going, oh, it's probably creamy potato. They put some thickening sauce, and it's all frozen mash, isn't it? And Laura's, like, looking at me like, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. and when it comes to food, you know your shit, because Laura is a bit of an experimentalist when it comes to cooking. I mean, Laura can get rocket leaves... potato salad and chicken tikka, and she just somehow makes a delicious
sex
dish.
On a plate,
sex
baby.
On a plate, and like that. What's that meal? That special meal that you cooked me.
The one that I did the other day, or the one with the Stilton?
Stilton one.
Oh right, okay. So it's just chicken, mushrooms in a creamy Stilton sauce, which is literally made with milk and corn flour and Stilton. And I always do my famous mozzarella mash, don't I? So it's mozzarella mash, literally. So you make mashed potato like normal, or you can get the packet stuff, whatever, floats your boat. And you put in mozzarella, and it makes it like stringy mashed potato.
It's like cheese string in mashed potato form.
It is, and it's pretty decadent, but it's really easy to make.
Oh, decadent.
And then I always do it with like... I get a bit fancy, don't I? And I get the long stem broccoli.
Oh yes, the long stem broccoli. Oh,
not plain old broccoli. This is Laura's long stem broccoli.
Oh, so delicious.
I know I am. Thank you.
Yeah, you are, especially in Burgundy. I'm gonna count those stars all the way down your legs later.
Ooh.
Ooh la la. Anyway.
Can I just say, Zach is like the least sexual man in the world, so this is like news to me.
Like, travel lodge has changed me, ladies and gents. When there's no internet, I become a sex pest.
So, yeah.
And there's no hankies here, so I can't be wanking into a hanky. A lot of people are going to say, where the fuck have you got that from? It's from Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman. The Gentleman, which... I think we would both recommend.
Oh, man, don't start talking about that here, because then we're going to have a whole new podcast that was meant to be our travel log and ends up being me just absolutely, oh, my God, about Charlie Hunnam and his beautiful smoking scene.
Mm.
Anyway.
But, yeah, what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
So we're going to get up. We're going to have a cooked breakfast down... buffet cooked breakfast, might I add. Unlimited... buffet breakfast down in the restaurant in Travel Lodge. And then we're going to jump in the car and we're going to go down to Wincanton. We're going to go and do this Discworld Emporium. And I kind of have a feeling it's one of these things where I've gone, this is not my thing, this doesn't float my boat, but I'm going to get in there and be like, this is awesome.
Probably.
And also the town apparently is really, really nice and is very Terry Pratchett-y, so...
We're going to go have a little bit of a...
We're going to have a bit of a wander, and then...
I'm not... I can't promise that I'm not going to cry, though.
That's okay. I'm used to you crying. It's cool. But... And then, yeah, I think we're going to maybe do Stonehenge, maybe go into Salisbury for a little while.
Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it's Salisbury.
No, it's spelt Salisbury, but it's said Salisbury. So, yeah, we're just going to do a bit of exploring, have fun, take loads of photos. Probably, if I turn the music off in my car, do a bit of on-the-road travel logging.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to do that on the way up here, but I assumed that Laura was in her headspace with all the shit tunage that was playing. Now, I really do usually credit you with having good taste in music, but what you had on fucking repeat... Actually, to be honest, you did skip, like, at least 12 out of the 15 things that we had on loop.
I think, yeah, I mean, I'm cool with doing a bit of travel logging on the way. You'll just have to excuse my occasional fuck you, what are you doing, you fucking wanker, you've just fucking cut me up, you absolutely... dickhead.
And you didn't do the signal.
What signal?
You didn't do the signal. I know what word you wanted to say, baby, but you're not going to say it because your mum listens.
Sorry.
So what was the usual signal?
I can't remember.
What was it agreed upon?
I can't remember.
You absolute... Can't you understand? And I'll just be like, cunt.
Yeah, yeah. So my mum is like a massive flincher when it comes to that word. Take it away, baby.
Oh, cunt.
Thank you.
Fucking cunts everywhere.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why your mum's got an issue with the word cunt.
See,
when she does it herself, one day she's going to get so angry, she's going to, what a cunt, and she's going to go, oh my God, that felt good. Cunt, cunt, cunty, cunty, cunt, 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 cunt,
cunt. Well, this is the thing, though. Cunt. She says that if it's in context, it's all good. And when I was talking to somebody that I know the other day, they said to me, like, when they grew up, which was the same time, like, they're literally the same age as my mum, bar a couple of years, they turned around and they said that word was used a lot in the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
And it was, like, a legit word that everybody would always use. And so I can't quite understand why she doesn't like it. But I do get it. It's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a risque
word, isn't
it?
Is your mum a southerner?
She's not a southerner, no.
So that's why.
Well, yes and no. She was born and brought up mostly in Buckinghamshire, so she's all a bit la di da.
No, she ain't a southerner at heart.
And not really.
Like me, I was born in council estates, me.
Well, yeah, and the thing is I get a bit confused because I'm like, I don't really know who I am because my dad, he was like Brighton, born and bred, and then my mum was like Buckinghamshire, so I'm kind of like, am I fancy? Aren't I fancy? And we all kind of know that I've got a bit of fancy, especially with my Stilton sauce. But then there's also some part of me that is definitely not fancy.
And you've got a bit of... All right, what is it? Up north? What is it? No.
I've got... Yeah, I've spent too much time up north. So I've got a bit of a Birmingham accent.
Birmingham? But it only slips out occasionally.
It does. It does.
And every time it slips out, I look over and in like a cliched, like silver trash can, the lid lifts up. And then guess who's there? Fucking Gary Barlow going, you are absolutely fantastic, Laura. And then slowly just...
That's not the right accent, sweetheart, but yeah, you can.
You are absolutely fantastic.
But yeah, unfortunately, I've spent too much time with family members up north, so I end up slipping in, especially if I phone them. As soon as I phone them, they're like, you all right, lass? And it's just like, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And if I get into a real like rage about something, then I go really, really northern.
Oh, God, we need to find an occasion to have this happen. So we
you
can
wait, you wait till the next podcast.
Anyway, so we're going to
Wincanton.
We are doing it for my birthday because I'm a huge Terry Pratchett fan. But...
And the best thing about this entire weekend, guys, is when we do the travel log, and it will be the final, probably the final travel log.
No,
on Zach's birthday for this weekend, the final section of this. And I can't wait because I'm hoping he absolutely loves his birthday present.
Oh, do you want to...
And I'm hoping that when we travel log, he is, like, crying down the microphone to you guys, telling you how amazing his girlfriend is.
I have to wait till we get back, though, so why would I be crying about it in the car?
No, because I've got it with me. You're going to open it in the morning.
Oh, I thought you said it was that...
No, Mum's got her present at home. No. You're this is going to be like, morning, baby, happy birthday, I love
you
so much. When
did you hide that in the car?
It's in the suitcase you packed your moron.
No, oh, I don't know.
Let's just go
Is it wrapped, then?
Of course it's wrapped.
Oh, I didn't even know there's a present in there.
There's two presents in there.
Hot damn, I'm a lucky boy.
Absolutely. But yeah, I'm hoping, guys, that everybody is, like, really, really rooting for me, because if I fucked up, I think this might be the last ever podcast I collaborate with you on.
not quite, because we're about to record a whole separate episode in a minute.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But so we're going to continue this theme. And I do want to just put my phone down in the car and just, it's like a fly on the wall sessions. You just be with us whilst we travel and admire the great and beautiful, what are they called here? Motorways of the UK.
The motorways of the UK, but also you'll probably hear some screeching, some screaming, some real road
rage. What's that fucking noise on my car again?
And then, yeah, some policeman will be listening to this in a couple of days' time because we've died in a horrible accident.
Oh, please don't. No. Don't. No, not never. My birthday.
Any other day is fine, just not my birthday.
Maybe in about 50 years where we get a little bit, you know, a bit like, you know, promiscuous, and I'm like, Laura, do that nice thing. And you're like, no, you do that nice thing. Okay, baby. And then, anyway, we will see you. You'll hear from us tomorrow, but not tomorrow because it's going to be contained within the same
yeah, episode. Tomorrow, and then in 2 weeks' time you'll release it, and they'll be like, oh my god, send a picture of me of you, like, in Wincanton. We're like, that was like 3 weeks ago.
That was like a year ago. That's like a year ago, and this would probably be the point where Laura's taken over my podcast, and she's like, who's Zach? And it's like, well, his name's still in the podcast title. But, yeah, we're going to leave this, and I think I'm going to try and attempt to make a coffee with that really shambolic little kettle.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make you the coffee.
Okay.
One, because it's your birthday weekend.
Okay.
Two, because I love you. And three, we all know I can make a better coffee than you can.
That is true.
And I don't even drink coffee.
No, you only drink those weird, like, mocha sachet things.
Yeah, exactly, and this is the thing. I don't even drink
coffee. That is pitiful.
And I make, yeah, it's the most pitiful kettle I've ever
seen. What make is it?
It doesn't even have a brand.
No brand.
It's actually Travel Lodge portable appliance. Get in there. Have their own kettles.
Anyway, she's going to make the coffee, and I'm going to
wank
into these clean duvet sheets. This duvet looks far too clean. This is weird. You go to a hotel and you anticipate it to be filthy. It's actually really clean.
That's what I love about Travel Lodge. And it's cheap. And by the way, if you're a customer, you get 20% off in the January sales. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. I mean, I paid loads of money.
So she keeps, like, throwing out these things about how expensive it was. No, you actually blurted it out in the last episode. You're like, I'm a cheapskate. You, like, said it for me, and I'm like, not really. Because the truth is, I would never actually, like, book myself into a hotel. I'm scared of these places. I'm such a hypochondriac. What do I do as soon as I get here? Laura, I think I'm ill again. Laura, my tonsils are swollen.
Yeah, you've just been a great big crybaby.
As usual. Oh, burgundy really shows your bum. Anyway.
People are going to listen to this, Zach. This is not a sex podcast. A sex cast.
A sex cast. Have we created something?
I think we might have created something.
Anyway, I'm going to watch these pussies on the television. Laura, have you got two pussies?
No. Yes.
Oh my god, literally. Anyway, ladies and gents, happy birthday to me in the coming days.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, I can't be able to sing.
It's good that you didn't continue, because, you know, we're not allowed to actually. You know that's the most expensive song.
I can sing whatever the hell I want.
DB, please just go. Because, no, it is. Seriously, Laura, it's the most expensive song to use.
Yeah, but I didn't finish it, and it's my own edition, therefore...
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Ooh, you are...
You don't need to have rights if you sing yourself, because then it's original.
No, that artistic thing I told you about doesn't apply to singing. Unless you change the lyrics up a lot.
I'll do what I want. All right.
Like, if I say... Twerk with me, twerk with me, twerk with me. Oh... I don't like brown rice!
Ugh.
What?
Just throwing milk at my mouth. It's fine. Oh, that's a bit weird.
Not my milk. Anyway, you will. Oh, I keep saying you'll hear us tomorrow. The podcast don't even come out daily. I might as well say see you next week, but it's contained within the same podcast. Anyway, this is the end of part one of the travel log here at headquarters, Travel Lodge.
Yeah, shout now.
So, we are en route to... I completely forgot what it's called.
Wincanton!
To the Discworld Emporium. It's Saturday, and we've had a nice big load up on Bricky. Old Travelodge did not disappoint. I think I may have overdone it. You usually think that the decadent part you would do on your birthday, but tomorrow I'm going to go a little bit light because I'm feeling 10 times heavier than I should at this moment, and it's so uncomfortable. Like, I have an even greater body dysmorphia sense about me now. I'm like, I am fat. I'm definitely fatter than I should be. I'm a fat bitch. But, where are we?
We are on the
A303. The A303? And,
you can't log into your phone.
Yeah, as usual. But I'll be dipping in and out with little logs. Maybe when we're coming up to our destination, or like 10-minute, 15-minute distance. And then sprinkle throughout little clippets of the day, little reflections, little appreciations, wee mini conversations. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day today. We are currently 15 minutes from our final destination. Well, not our final destination. Oh, so surprisingly, Stonehenge was closer to the hotel than I think I imagined. Do you think that as well?
I knew it was nearby. I didn't realise that we'd be driving along and then go, oh my God, it's right there!
Oh my God, it's Stonehenge! No naked people cutting off chicken heads and jamming the rest of the spewing bloody neck stems up their bum holes. And now we're driving through beautiful countryside where a heavy veil of mist is streaking the majority of the left-hand side of the far-off distanced acres upon acres of beautiful land. It's lovely weather. It's cold, but the sun is shining. It's quite beautiful. All the colours are out. The browns, the paisley greens, the greens, and however many different colour of green
there is.
And there's a red of the Esso garage. Ah, beautiful. Oh, and Starbucks. Oh, we've been there.
Where? There.
There.
Yeah, all the way down to Grandma's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, see, I've got a good memory. So this is on the way to your grandma's?
Well, no, it's not. Because I went the wrong way.
Well, anyway, we are fast approaching our destination, the Discworld Emporium. There will be loads of photographs included in the show notes. Might do a little bit of a reflection thing. Maybe a little reactionary thing. I don't know as of yet. Might be a little bit overwhelming for me. I much prefer it be overwhelming than underwhelming. Oh, look, we're coming into the mist. If we do not come out on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, you know that we are then in another dimension. And if you didn't hear that, because I put my hand on the microphone, if we do not come out of the mist, you know where we are. We're lost in another dimension.
Hey, everyone. You can help support this show and keep it going. Hope you enjoyed the travelogue episode. And you can go to the show notes and find out where to get a Zach t-shirt, one of Zach's books, or even all the other episodes. If you're just checking the show out over on Articulate Warbling, you know what? You're getting the freshest episodes that are coming up. And if you're checking us out on PGTTCM, you have got all of the episodes. And you can go back through the back catalog and find all the episodes on the link in the show notes. So thank you so much. Find out how to donate to the show, how to buy a cool shirt, and how to buy Zach's books. And here we go, more with Zach and Laura. Laura and Zach, someone's driving, going to have a heart attack. They are in the UK, and my rapping is less than okay. Oh man, I should cut that part out, but I'm not going to. Okay, here we go.
So we have just exited a place of sublime wonder. Oh, I was kind of hesitant, to be honest, because Terry's no longer with us. The place has a a much more somber tone going in because the man is no longer with us and alive. There's this melancholy. But then it fizzles out to absolute appreciation that this man's genius, this man's imagination, everyone else, his support network, the team behind him, the artificers, the creators, the toy makers, the merchandise creators, and it's a place of pure Pratchettian sublimity. It's quirky. It is as close as you'll get to going to Ankh-Morpork. It's as close as in this moment in time ever, until we pass on to the cosmos, dependent if Terry Pratchett wants to talk to me, that I'll be close to his rare genius and the man himself. Oh, it's so meaningful. But it's a melancholy thing, but the beauty of it is this man's creativity, mind, it's there forever. His legacy is concretized. It is there forever. And in the form of a store that is not commercialization. A lot of people can say it is, but it's got that bohemian, just natural, independent community spirit. An absolutely lovely man who headed the man to the table. And
Not to mention he was fucking gorgeous.
Okay, do you do remember it's my birthday weekend? This isn't the sort of things you should be saying. But yeah, he was quite gorgeous. He shook my hand and I smelt my hand after and I was like, It was lovely, absolutely lovely. Even you walked in there and you were a little bit taken by it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. It's nice.
Quirky and just the total embodiment of what has come before and what will continue with the Discworld fans, with the fans of Pratchett's just masterful universe. A world where hurts expectations, rewrites different genres, expands upon genres, redefines genres, all contained within his fantastical world of the Discworld, with a whole host of characters that, though quirky, some slapsticky, they're all relatable. They all come from a place of familiarity and truth, especially the character of Tiffany Akin, which the man... In a lot of ways, the man was telling me a lot of what I already know, but it was nice because it's a great reminder, and it's also lovely to be like on that same level as someone who's as engrossed in that world, if not more. And in a way, he was educating me myself, also recommending sites for me and Laura to go, of which were very defined places that inspired the Tiffany Akin series, especially the Chalk. And I must go online and hunt that down, but it's just wondrous. Oh, it's such a beautiful place, and I truly thought I had the majority of Terry Pratchett's catalogue, and then when I went in there, it's like, no, you're not even halfway close, boy. But, I just loved it. It was just, it's a place that I recommend anyone go to. I also recommend the Discworld series and the works of Terry Pratchett. But I had a very brief conversation with the man in the shop, and he said that it was a lot of the times he wanted to create original content outside of that world, like Nation and Dodger, which came from a place of his deep love and appreciation for Dickens and that world. Because a lot of Pratchett's works are very Dickensian in the satire, in the characters, but Pratchett does it in such a fantastical, sometimes avant-garde, surrealistic way. There is great density and layers to his work. It's not just fantasy, but I'm so happy to see that the dark side of the moon, or I think it's the sun, the strata, was there, because they are not available online or in any bookstore. So if there's books that you can't get hold of by the traditional means, just take a trip to Andover, take a trip to Wincanton. Oh my God! Look at that mist! It looks like it's a huge wave.
It literally looks like we're driving into white distance.
Oh my... Oh, this place... It's magical. Just magical. This place is beautiful.
Do you know what the best thing is? I've not had a single arsehole driving.
It shows the quality and calibre of people who drive around here.
Yeah.
And what area we live in.
Yeah.
East Sussex is notorious for terrible drivers.
Yeah. It's lovely. No one gets up my arse, everybody gives me all the
space. Well, I want any excuse to be close to the Discworld Emporium. Shall we move up here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes! Me, I'll just camp out in a tent in the car park. And he'll be like, look, seriously, dude, you're just coming in. I just want to come in and talk to Discworld with you. But no, yes. Where are we off to now?
Salisbury.
See what's there?
I've been there before, but yeah.
I haven't. I'm gonna go there, then maybe make our way to Stonehenge. I don't think it's very misty here, but I know that when we get back to Stonehenge, hopefully the mist hasn't crawled and dragged its way over it to diminish the quality of photos or... where is it? It's like disappeared.
Ow! I just walked into concrete.
Or is it concrete? Or is it obsidian from the aliens that put them there?
Yeah, it's concrete.
It is the rock from the Earth's core risen up.
No, it's concrete.
Sorry, I'm on a fantastical wave of imagination at this moment.
Still concrete.
Welcome to Wilshire! Hello, my lover. You want a cauliflower?
Do you want to see my cauliflower?
Do you want to see my cauliflower? Do you want to touch my cauliflower? Do you want to smell my cauliflower? Oh, madam, that's my penis. I made my cauliflower. That's a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge to my nan. You dirty little hussy. Anyway, we'll be back with you. It's short notice? No, that's not the right word. We'll be with you.
In the not-so-distant future.
In the not-so-distant future, which will be in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of our journey, this travel log. We are heading back home, and it is my birthday. 25 years of age.
Woo!
We didn't do the live recording of my reaction to my present.
No, because your reaction was shit.
Oh, I was half asleep. But no, it was really cool. It's a William S. Burroughs phone case. And, you know, it's a surprise because I had actually searched for a William S. Burroughs phone case for this particular phone and couldn't find one. And it's a customised one that Laura lovingly made and crafted. I love it. Also, I have a venomised Groot, which I saw at Asda and I was like, I really fucking like that.
I'd also like to say that Zach has got an alternative present from my mum that he has not yet opened because we're not home yet.
No, an alternative present.
Well, it's not really an alternative present.
It's just a present from your mum. Or from you.
No, from mum.
From your mum.
Actually, she kind of gave me two presents. But anyway, carry on.
Gave you two presents?
No, you two presents.
Oh, that's nice. Also, she made me a cake, which is a lovely surprise. So thank you very much for doing that, Jane. But if it's horrible, I will still say thank you very much, Jane. But I highly doubt it will be, because...
Mum's awesome at making cakes.
Yeah, that's true. Both of you are quite... cookie and bakery, so that's lucky. But whereabouts are we now, baby?
We are on the M27, which they are currently transferring into a smart motorway, so we have the joys of a 50 mile an hour average speed check, which is...
I bet old people are gasping, going, oh, that's too fast! 50 miles an hour, not 40!
So we're coming up to Southampton.
Oh, Southampton. So, on the way through Southampton, I'm going to open the window and go, Alan! Alan, where are you? Alan! And then a big, bushy-bearded graphic novel famous infantilibe of graphic novels will go, oh, hello, Zach. As everyone knows, Southampton is the home of Alan Moore. I just popped my birthday. Imagine Alan Moore's just, like, on the motorway with his thumb out. I need a lift to East Sussex. Please get in. Do you remember me?
I don't know you.
If you saw the likes of Alan Moore on a street corner, depending on what he's wearing, you wouldn't let him hitchhike because that big beard does make him look... ragged and rough, but that'd be a dream. Every time I've come across Alan Moore, he's always remembered me, this big, fat, pudgy 12-year-old who couldn't pronounce any of his characters' names, who was holding on to material and content that he really shouldn't have had in hand. And what's this dipstick doing?
No, he's fine.
He's fine?
He's fine.
All right, you're fine. A Tyco business, ATD.
ADT.
ADT, ADT. ADD, a dirty titty. Ugh. But yeah, it's been lovely. It's been so fun. I don't think the experience of getting to go to the Discworld Emporium is ever going to leave me. But hopefully, it's not going to be the last time.
Clean your windscreen. Now I've got to clean mine, and then the person behind me's got to clean theirs. How rude!
Just rude. I told you he's a bastard. But on the way home, It's been lovely. Oh, except that Travel Lodge, as good as it may be, the beds are like concrete. Like concrete. Had a terrible night's sleep, as did Laura. Very restless, very... just very bad, really. And at one point, like, you kept coming to me for cuddles, and then you'd kick me. And then I'd come for you, and then you'd kick me and push me off. Like, literally, physically, like, I do not need an extra body, more body temperature than there already is generated in this room. Get the fuck off me.
Yeah, it was quite warm.
Yeah. This is the final part of the travel log. Hopefully, we don't die or crash. So when I say this is the last part of the travel log, it's not forever. We might do future travel logs. We don't know. Maybe
we'll do a travel log when we go to Cornwall.
When we go to Cornwall, exactly. But I hope you've enjoyed it. It's something really different. And
enjoyed it, even if nobody else does.
Oh yeah, we love documenting our most internal thoughts, and it's the truth of it. We're gonna be having these conversations anyway, so
that's true.
But much love and peace out.